T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, we are joined, delighted to be joined by the excellent radio voice of the Montreal Canadiens. Dan Robertson is with us. We think we'll have Penguins and Canadiens in the first round, but that still looks like a couple of months away. With this phase two green light, we could have individual player workouts inside team facilities, but looking like that's going to happen a week or two from now, best case scenario. And Dan is with us to talk about this Montreal situation. It's really interesting that the Canadiens had sold at the deadline, and now here they are getting ready to take on a team that is in Stanley Cup or bust mindset. So Dan Robertson with us here on The Fan. Dan, I'd love to know kind of the feelings and the reaction, the best you can describe up there in Montreal, how the fans and the organization are feeling about this playoff.
I think there's a lot of excitement just because everybody is so anxious to see hockey come back in whatever form. And I mean, you've got some people who are saying they don't deserve to get a chance to play in, and that might be true, but it's a different reality. So, you know, there's others who say, and I get it, that and who knows how this is going to shake out, but what will this mean for the Canadiens' draft slot? What kind of odds will they have when it comes time to figure out next year's draft, which, you know, all of that stuff is a part of a big puzzle Shell is trying to put together. But, I mean, there's no doubt that everybody's kind of salivating looking at a Pittsburgh-Montreal series because Pittsburgh plays such exciting hockey. And I don't think it would matter, though, who they were going to play. People are just really, I don't know if desperate is the right word, but really hungry to see hockey come back in any form at this point.
Dan, was the organization confident the entire time that they were going to get included in a playoff?
You know what? I don't know that. We haven't had a lot of, well, really any access to them at all. I would just have to think that they were sort of like the rest of us and wondering what was going to happen. But you know what? For me to say either
sure.
way, I can't really tell you that for sure.
Dan Robertson, radio voice of the Montreal Canadiens, our guest here on The Fan. How were they playing going into the break? Dan, give us, I know it's so long ago, give us a lay of the land and a thumbnail on who the Canadiens are right now.
Well, they had lost their top scorer in Tomáš Tatar. I mean, they were not going to make the playoffs, and they had that sort of look to them that they weren't going to. I mean, I think some of the urgency had gone away, and I think that's sort of human nature when, not to say they're playing out the string, but you know you're not going to make it, and you're not really trying to sort of ramp up for the playoffs. So there were some things missing. I mean, they had traded a couple of pieces that they acquired during the season, in Ilya Kovalchuk, who they traded to the Capitals, and Marco Scandella, who they dealt to St. Louis, and he did well in both of those trades. I mean, he got Kovalchuk for nothing and really came out ahead in the Scandella trade, too. But, you know, that weakened them, and they weren't that strong to begin with. So, you know, just looking back at it, their last game was a game against Nashville, and it sort of was a microcosm of the season where special teams weren't getting anything done, and they had good chances, just looking back at that game, because I listened to it again not too long ago, but they had some chances to win, and they just couldn't capitalize. And as I said, it's sort of a good example of the way the entire season went for Montreal this year.
How about Carey Price? He's been such a, already, Dan, very early in this process, he's already been a big conversation piece for fans here, because there were enough media reports that suggested that Price was a big reason why this opening series is a five-game series and not a three-game series. That his reputation among people within the league is still that strong, that sterling. So tell us about the Penguin, the Canadiens' franchise netminder, Dan.
It's interesting, right? It's you hear people say that, and I know that in polls among players that he's been voted the top goaltender still in the NHL. He's not. I mean, there are other goaltenders who I would take over him right now. And that's not to say that he can't play well enough to sort of single-handedly or almost single-handedly win a series, because when he's red hot, he's as good as anyone. But, I mean, in the last couple of years, we've seen him be really up and down. It seems that the last couple of years, especially in November, he's taken a dive. I mean, they had some critical games after Christmas in Carolina and Florida and Tampa. They were winnable games, high-scoring games for the most part, that he just didn't show up. So I know what people are saying, and I can understand that, because we've seen him play a lot of good, great hockey, actually, in the past. But to me, he's been a little bit too uneven for that to be something that the Canadians can count on. But, I mean, they don't have a chance unless he can play out of his mind. So they really need him, and that's just the way they've been constructed the last couple of years anyway.
Dan, do you feel like the losing there and the lack of success has affected his play? Do you think that getting into the playoffs here and having a fresh start and a clean slate might motivate Price to play like he did in the past?
That's a good question. I actually haven't thought of it that way. I would think that the losing has weighed on him, and he's as even keel a hockey player as you will meet, even keel a person, and that's obviously a big part of his strength. And I mean, he would never say that the losing has gotten to him, but it's human nature too, right? So you get into a playoff like this, and I'm sure that has the competitive juices flowing, because all of a sudden, for once in a long time, there's something to play for. And, I mean, that can only be a good thing. I'm sure a lot of players are looking at it that way, but it is a good point. So, I mean, he has the competitive streak. Obviously, everybody does at this level, but that sometimes you don't maybe notice because he is so laid back and sort of stoic. Mm-hmm. But it's there, and this could be the sort of a spark that he needs to get back to his best self, which, you know, really we haven't seen in 5 years when he won the Hart Trophy back in 2015.
Dan Robertson, great radio voice of the Montreal Canadiens, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. Dan, when I think of Claude Julien teams, I think buttoned up system. They don't beat themselves. That was their mantra when he was in Boston, and they beat the Penguins in the Eastern Conference Finals a few years ago, and the Penguins never led for even a second in that series. Would you describe his Montreal team in 2020 that way? Is this a buttoned up team?
I would say that it's, and when they're healthy, and they are now, their best 5-on-5. And part of that is because their power play has been terrible. I mean, it's under 18%. But I think what teams, you know, you go to the different rinks and talk to the players on the opposing teams, and they would always tell me that the Canadians make it difficult when all four lines are healthy and going. They have a lot of team speed, a lot of team quickness, and when they're at their best, they get right on top of you. And I can remember a game in December in Pittsburgh that they won where they really didn't give the Penguins much at all, didn't give them much opportunity, and they won the races to the loose pucks, and they got timely saves. So to me, that game is the sort of game they have to play to be successful. And when they do, they're actually a pretty good team. But a couple of injuries this year kind of showed a lack of depth. Jonathan Drouin, Paul Byron were out for a long periods of time. That hurt them. But yeah, that's their best attribute to me is their team speed and their team quickness.
Dan, are they going to be whole in time for this? Like, the Penguins would be getting Jake Guentzel back. They'd be dropping a 40-goal scorer back in because of the break, something they didn't expect at the start of the playoffs. Will Montreal get all of those players you just mentioned back for this hypothetical series?
Yeah, they will. Tomas Tatar will be good to go. I think the only player that wouldn't be able to play, and he wasn't playing anyway, was Jesperi Kotkaniemi, who was the third overall pick a couple of years ago. They sent him to the American Hockey League where he suffered a spleen injury, and I guess he's coming along okay. But, yeah, he wouldn't be available. So, like a lot of other teams, he'll be ready to go. Shea Weber, too, he was playing with an injury that earlier in the year, there were reports coming out when he got it that he could be finished for the year and his career could be in jeopardy. Yep. And Weber's a tough cat. He came back and played pretty well. So, you know, guys like that who are past 30 and guys who have been battling lingering injuries, I think this will really help him. So I'm anxious to see how his mobility will be when he gets back and playing, because it's been a while and he's had time to heal.
Dan Robertson, the voice of the Montreal Canadiens on the radio dial, joining us. Dan, when the Canadiens closed Civic Arena here, Mike Camilleri went bonkers. He had a huge series against the Penguins. I think he had 7 goals, something like that, in that series. Who's the guy that Penguins fans for the next month or so need to be aware of? If there was somebody that was going to step up and be a Penguins killer in the playoffs, let's say, who would you bet on, Dan?
That's an excellent question. Max Domi comes to mind right now. Max is in a contract year. He's an RFA at the end of the season. He didn't have a particularly good year. He was really streaky. He had a six-game streak where he had a goal in each game, and he looked himself. He had 72 points last year and was a really nice surprise for Montreal. But this year, he was not good defensively. He plays center. He didn't produce enough offensively. But this would be an opportunity for him to get into the playoffs. And as we know, if you can show what you can do in the playoffs, that can earn you a lot of money. That can put a couple of extra dollars in the bank. And Max has a ton of skills. So I would say Domi, with all of his speed and his creativity, if he is right and he is motivated, he can make some noise.
Dan, is there urgency from maybe Julien's perspective and even the GM there, who's a guy with Penguins ties, Marc Bergevin? Like, if they were to go out and bow out here in the first round, do you think changes would happen? Like, do you think Montreal would go into this series thinking, if we don't pull a stunner and shock the world, it's going to look very different here next year?
My guess is no. Listen, Marc Bergevin came out and gave Claude Julien a vote of confidence a couple of months back, or 3 months ago. You can take that for what it's worth. But just the fact, the way he said it, that he would be back next year, I think everybody believed it. I think Jeff Molson, who's the owner of the team, has given Bergevin a stamp of approval and given him time to sort of try to get things turned around. They've drafted well. They changed their philosophy a couple of years ago, and they really are trying to be patient. And it's already showing that there are some good prospects in the system. So, you know, I would say that neither are in jeopardy, or maybe I'll say anything that could happen at this point from now on doesn't really make a big difference, because I think whatever decisions might have been made were sort of made when the regular season came to an end back in March.
Dan, I'm curious from your perspective, as you maybe will start to, in a preliminary way, get ready for broadcasting these playoff games. What do you think it'll be like if you are remotely calling play-by-play of hockey games, either not in the arena itself or in an arena without fans?
I've thought of both ways, and I really think, and I don't know this, but I would think I'll be calling it off a TV monitor somewhere in Montreal, and I've done that before for a couple of different sports. It's no fun. It's tough. You're self-conscious because there's no atmosphere, right? A big part of calling a game is, for me anyway, is sort of the juice you get from the crowd. And when it's not there, you just have to keep in mind the fact that it's okay. You can't try and make something sound exciting when it isn't. And it's funny, too. I don't know. I'm kind of waiting to see what the announcement will be, because will I be quarantined, you know, along with the team for however long the series goes, how that will be. And if it's in a stadium, an arena with no fans, you know what? I'm anxious to hear the echoes of the puck off the boards. I'm anxious to hear what the players are saying to each other, although we should do it on a 7-second delay, I think, because we'll really find out what they say to each other. But that's just another couple of layers to what's going to be a fascinating situation.
Dan Robertson, he is the equivalent of Mike Lang for the Montreal Canadiens. He's a great hockey voice, calls their games on radio, and was kind enough to join us here on 93.7 The Fan. Dan, thank you so much. Take care. Maybe we'll be doing this again soon, a couple months down the road, getting ready for this series in earnest. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
You bet. Dan Robertson. That was good. I'm in the mood for that kind of stuff, and I've been missing those types of conversations. Like, we have not done a game preview interview in months. When was the last time, Craig, we would have done a game preview interview?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.